Welcome to Reggie Digital.
What's up, humanoids? Welcome back to another episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Humanoids, in this digital world, are we staying human? You know I gotta ask that. Humanoids. Oh boy, Nintendo. Rumor has it that Nintendo Switch, there may be a new Nintendo Switch coming out this year. It may be. Now, I got to do some more follow-up on that and find out, you know, a little bit more about these rumors, man. I'm hearing, you know, that there may be a new Nintendo Switch. And if there is, you know, I got to get one. Now, I haven't bought a new gaming console in ages. I was leaving that up to my sons, you know. I have three sons. Two of them have the PlayStation 5, and the other one has an Xbox. Me? I'm old school. I'm still stuck on my Wii. Yeah. Yeah. Matter of fact, that's going to be the subject of today, my Nintendo journey, okay? Because I've had every Nintendo console out there, and that's going to be the subject for today, my Nintendo journey. And like I said, if there's a new Nintendo Switch coming out, I may just get it, you know. My youngest son was like, hey dad, you like the Switch, don't you? And I was like, yeah. This was like, and back in 2020, I was like, yeah. He was like, all right. And he was going to get me one. And then he was like, you know, dad, you're more of a handheld type of guy, you know. So I'm thinking about getting you the Switch Lite. And I'm like, nah, bruh. No, because if I get another console, it has to be playable on the television. You know, it has to be. So, but anyway, we're going to get into that, okay? So, you guys know what time it is. Hold on, humanoids, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Reggie Digital Podcast.
Well, humanoids, I'm back. You know, I was going to talk about my Nintendo journey, but, I did talk about it. The segment got corrupted. You know, technical difficulties. Yeah. Technical difficulties, humanoids. So, humanoids, instead of redoing that, let's talk about some of the this new I wouldn't say toy, because humanoids, it's not really a toy, but a new lighting that I got, okay? It's a multicolored LED cup light for your car. You know, you put it in the cup holder, turn it on, put it in your cup holder, and it lights up. Humanoids, you know what my wife always says.
If it lights up or make noise, you gotta have it.
And I gotta have it. And humanoids, right now I don't have a car. I don't have a car. And to tell you the truth, humanoids, I kind of don't want a car, you know? Maybe a couple of more electric bikes, an electric scooter, and a motorcycle. And I'm fine. As long as I have a vehicle that gets me from point A to point B without having to put a lot of gas in it, or you know, that's what the motorcycle was for. And now humanoids, I pulled the trigger on the canoe electric vehicle. I put the money down, but I got the money back and everything. Because, you know, I don't know. Humanoids, I sit back and I look at it and you know, get a bigger electric bike like a Onyx or Aerial Rider or Super 73, I'll be good, you know. Plus, get the Can-Am Ryker 900 series. I'll be good. I'll be good. Or if I get a Spider F3, I'll be good. You know, I'll be good. But anyway, so I got this multicolored LED cup light. It has a automatic on and off smart sensor. Create illuminated atmosphere in your car. Recharge cup holder lights with included micro USB cable. 2 hours of charge provides up to 15 days of working time. So, humanoids, what I did was, I said, man, since I don't have a vehicle, I'm going to use them as coasters. And that's what I've been doing, man. I'm using them as coasters. You know, it fits most cars' cup holders. You know, and that's what I've been doing. I have one sitting on my desk. I'm using it as a coaster. And I got the color set to blue. Why? I call it the blue room, you know, when I'm watching television. Because I use the cup light as a coaster. Got it set to blue. I have my blue LED lights plugged into the USB outlet of the Wi-Fi router. I have a blue nightlight that I've had for years. Still works. So, I have a blue touch light. Well, the touch light is multicolored, but it comes with the remote, and I got it set on blue. And I have a blue, one of those candles. You guys remember the light up? You may not remember it, but there was a light, a battery operated candle, you know, and you could blow on the top of it, it'll shut it off. I thought that was cool. I picked it up like many, many, many moons ago, and it's blue. So the blue, when I'm in my little space where I'm watching television, everything is lit up blue. And I enjoy it. Yes, I do. I got a question, humanoids. If you had LED lights and you know, color-changing lights and all this, what color, what's your favorite color? What color would you have your area lit up, you know, when you're watching television, relaxing, or on a computer, or just chilling, listening to some music? What color would you have your room lit up as? You know, right now, you know, I'm into blue, but I also, humanoids, have the green room. Now, the green room, I have another battery operated candle that projects green. You know, I have another touch light, which is green, and I have a green night light. You know, and all that is in the hallway, you know, so that area is green. Now, my wood burning fireplace. Over the mantle, I have a string of Christmas lights. But this string of Christmas lights, I put inside of a water bottle. You know, took the paper off and put inside of a water bottle. And it lights up yellow. Yeah, it has a yellow tint. And then I have two of those, you know, on the mantle. And then I light a tea light candle, an actual tea light candle, not battery operated. Put it in a little tea light candle holder, and it, you know, it glows yellow. So that's, you know, I like that. Oh, by the way, I did buy a light bulb that that has the flickering flame, you know. So the lamp over by the fireplace has a flickering flame, which is sort of a yellowish orange. And yeah, so I chill humanoids, and I just love lights, man. I guess what my wife says is true, because it lights up. I gotta have it, man. I enjoy LED lights, which I'm planning to buy a lot more. My wife is always saying, excuse me, why don't you turn some lights on? I'm like, I'm fine with my LEDs, you know, because I just love the fact that they come with remotes and I can change the color at any time, and they just look cool. I just like it. And what I like about the coaster is I turned it on. When was that? Sunday? Today is Friday. It's still going great, you know. During the daylight, I put stuff down on it that doesn't light up. Cool. You know, I really enjoy it when I'm deep into, like, my movies that I'm watching or my series that I'm watching, Young Justice. Oh, man. Excuse me. HBO Max, Young Justice. I love that. I love that cartoon, man. I love that. Yeah. Oh, by the way, did you guys see? Did I miss this week's episode? I think I did. Of yeah, it came on yesterday. I didn't watch it. Or did it? Not Suicide Squad. Peacemaker. Have you guys seen Peacemaker? Do you have HBO Max? If you don't have HBO Max, I suggest you get it, man. Because, you know, DC has a lot of films and TV shows and stuff over there. You know, I know all these services, man, is costing like crazy. But, yeah. If you get a chance, go over, check out Peacemaker on HBO Max. It stars John Cena as Peacemaker from the Suicide Squad, you know, the second one. Yeah, go check it out. And I think you guys are gonna like it. I think you guys are gonna enjoy it. It's a little out there, but it's cool. It's cool. I like it. Right now, I'm watching episode 5 because I didn't watch it yesterday. Yeah, so check it out. Like I said, you guys are going to like it. Also, humanoids, remember, man, if hit me up, you know. Check out my email. You can, you know, leave me an email at reggiedigital01@gmail.com. And hey, follow me on Twitter, follow me on Instagram. And humanoids, we're going to talk to you later. You guys have a good one. Remember, humanoids, y'all know the deal. All right.
Well, 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 humanoids, look like it's time for me to get out of here and go and recharge my battery. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for another episode of the podcast. I would also like to take time out to say thank you to all the humanoids who have shown support and who continue to show support to the podcast. Remember, humanoids, in this digital world, stay human. Thank you for your support. Peace. Stay human.